The final commanded festival of God is the eighth day. Leviticus 23 talks about this special festival with a unique name. Sometimes it's called the last great day. And it shows some amazing things about how merciful our loving God is. There's a section in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 20, that talks about God's love. And as you look at Revelation chapter 20, this section beginning in verse 11, points to that very fact that it talks about a great white throne and how all those who ever lived and died and never knew God will be resurrected. It says there, the small and the great were standing before God, and it points to that time. And it says the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And what this is pointing to is this deep spiritual understanding that God has a plan and a purpose for everyone. Just because you never knew God or never understood God doesn't mean you will be condemned forever. God has a plan. God is love. And just because you may have grown to know God and those in some foreign, remote area of the world didn't, it doesn't mean that they're lost forever. What this points to is the fact that God is love, and everyone will have an opportunity. When it says the books were opened, the books are the Biblia, is the word there. The Bible will be opened to all those who ever lived. They'll have an opportunity to understand the love of God. They'll be able to understand that there is a sacrifice for sin. They'll be able to understand that God is merciful, and then they can choose to follow God and live His way. And so that's the amazing thing about God and His plan and His purpose. It is there throughout Scripture, and this is a New Testament Christian observance, keeping the last great day, the eighth day, recognizing the fact that God doesn't want any to perish, but He wants all to come to repentance. That's exactly what 2 Peter chapter 3, 9 says. And that is what God is all about. God has a plan, and it's shown throughout His holy day plan and His purpose. So read Leviticus 23 and recognize the great spiritual significance of God's holy days. You'll find it to be absolutely amazing. Well, that's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.